Okay, we're in Sichos Ran Os Chafchet 28. Roy la Adam Shiavor veYelch Bazal Olam bechol hasfarim hagadoshim vilomod kulam kedei shiye bechol makam. Right, it's fitting for us to basically take a tour, to take a tour of all the different holy svarim we have, of all the different holy books we have, and to learn them at least one time in our life to go through. A person should go through all of Shas, right? Of course, they've gone through Tanakh. To have gone through a person, we have to try and go through the Midrash and all the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Right? No, obviously there are separate mitzvahs to constantly be studying Torah and to be involved in Torah and to know Torah. But there's also just the idea of having gone to all these places, visiting all these Sfarim, understanding all these different aspects of godliness that the Tzaddikim have explained to us. And it's very important because sometimes we think, you know, I know what godliness is. I've lived, you know, for a certain amount of time. I've learned some, you know, I've learned a decent amount of Torah. I've been around some special people. I know what godliness is, and it's true, we could be very familiar with it. But there's so much more to learn, and there's so much more to understand. And we have to ask ourselves, well, have we gone through all of Shas? Have we gone through all of the Rambam? Have we gone through all of the Zohar? So maybe there's more we have to see. Maybe there's more ground we have to cover, more places that we have to visit before we really have the complete, or much more complete picture, I should say. It's like you see by people of royalty, right? In times of Rabbi Nachman, I guess it was mostly people of royalty. Nowadays, it could really apply to anybody. But you'd see people of royalty, right? When they travel from one country to another, right? They would make it known that they were in these places, make it known to everyone that they went to this country, they went to that country, and they would feel a level of honor, they'd feel a level of glory that wow, we traveled great parts of the world. Like the princes, you know, and different people would say that, oh, yeah, I visited Warsaw, I visited this place, it was this country. And it's something that the princes would brag about. Right, nowadays, persons have to be of royalty to do this, right? You know, when you go visit somewhere, you take a lot of pictures, maybe you'll make a photo book, maybe they share them on social media, whatever it is. And it feels pretty cool that you went on a tour of Italy. You've gone to Paris before, and you have all your pictures from there, and it's very exciting, right? But maybe it's the same thing with Torah. Have we gone on the tour with Torah? Have you seen the Torah that comes from Warsaw? Have you seen the Torah that comes from Piazetsna? You've seen the Ish Kodesh in its firm? Right, the Maharal of Prague? Have we gone to Prague? You know, meaning, spiritually, have we traveled and to see the Torahs that came out of Prague? The Torahs that came out of Vilna? The Torahs that came out of Berdichev? Right? Just like a person feels a level of glory, they feel a level of honor, they feel, you know, and it's also a level of interest in going to all these different places. It's very interesting. It's very cool to see the history. It's very cool to see all the amazing places we have in this world. It's an unbelievable thing to be able to go visit and see these things. It's very fortunate for those of us, you know, for those people who are able to do it. But do we want to do the same thing in Torah? Are we as fascinated to see, wow, there's a place, right? There's a place called Prague where there was one of the greatest Jewish thinkers of all time. I can go to the Beis Medrash and open up a sefer and be in a completely different world. And if I want, I can move a shelf over and I could be in Egypt. Move a shelf down, right? I could be back in Mezhebush. In a way, that's real touring. Really understanding what came out of these places. Not just the great buildings they have and the great pieces of art. And the great culture and the great life they have. City life in these different places. But to understand in a deeper way what Torah came from these places. A person in this world has to do the same thing, has to have that same desire. That I want to be in all the different places of Torah. I want to cover every single aspect of Torah. I want to go through the Zohar, you know, at the right time in my life. I want to go through Shas when I'm able to. I want to go through Shulchan Aruch. I want to cover all these different places. Some are far, some are closer. But I want to be able to say that I walked on these different surfaces. Because in the next world, no one's bragging about all the different places they visited. In the next world, everyone's bragging about all the different svarim they visited. And no one's going to be asking us, oh, how is Hawaii? Did you go to Hawaii when you were in that other world? Ask us, did you happen to travel to Liadi? Did you happen to travel to Yerushalayim? Right? The Yerushalayim of old, the Yerushalayim of new. Did you happen to travel to those places? Did you happen to travel while you're around? Did you happen to get to travel to Breslov, to Uman? Right? That's more of the questions we're going to be asked in the next world. What will bring us glory in the next world is saying that we're able to travel, right, to all these different spiritual places, all these different svarim that we're blessed to have nowadays. And Rabbi Nachman says, and this is a tremendous statement by Rabbi Nachman, right, that in the future, in the next world, we'll remember all that we learned. Remember every single thing we learned from this world, right? Because sometimes we think, wow, if I'm going to go through all these different books, what am I going to remember? How much am I actually going to remember, right? How am I going to remember? Oh, I'm in this place, I'm running everywhere, all these different sfarim. How am I supposed to remember everything, right? Rabbi Nachman says in the next world, we'll remember everything that we learned in this world, regardless of when we remember it at the time that we leave this world. In the next world, we'll remember. You'll be able to pull out the picture book. You'll be able to open up Instagram all of a sudden and see all the places we visited spiritually, all the different sfarim that we were exposed to, all the Torah that we covered in our life, we'll be able to access in the next world. So we have to try that, just like, you know, a lot of us, a lot of the world has a desire to see more and more of the world, see all the beautiful places that Hashem created, right? But nobody settles. We don't want to just settle for seeing one place. You don't want to settle for just seeing the Rockies. You also want to see the Swiss Alps, right? Mostly all the amazing, amazing, amazing places we have in Eretz HaKodesh that we're so blessed to have. We're not going to settle just to see one sight, one beautiful sight in our life, and we shouldn't. But it's the same thing, Chavra. We can't settle for learning a little Torah here and a little Torah there. That's not enough, right? We have to see everything. Everything we're able to see. And nowadays, it's all at our fingertips. Even if you don't understand Hebrew, how much can we see in this world? Right, so much of it is translated. So much of it is accessible. Okay, we're not going to memorize it at this point, maybe. Maybe we're not up to that yet. Maybe we're not up to reviewing it and mastering it. But at least to see, to get a taste of it, to get a taste of godliness in that place, right? Just like when a person goes to somewhere beautiful, they get to feel like, you know what, wow, what an amazing thing that Hashem created this area also. Such a beautiful area. Such a beautiful country. Such a beautiful place. It's the same thing, Chavra. Let's not limit ourselves with the Sfarim. Every Sefer we go to, every additional understanding we have of Torah, is another Giloy, it's another revelation of God in this world. Hashem should help us that we desire to see the entire world of Torah, and we so to actually fulfill that desire. Thank you so much for joining us.